The Bird Show.
So we've been spending some time on this, and then we'll take one or two more calls. But we heard a legend yesterday, that an urban legend, that in the military, if you haven't seen hand-to-hand combat, then the instructors will line dudes up face-to-face, and you have to literally just punch the other dude right in the face. He staggers, comes out of it, he's got water in his eyes, blood trickling from his nose, gets up, and then he gets a shot at the other dude. So then he gets to hit him. And we pretty much dispelled it. Pretty much.
Well, as an official training tactic. Right. And then we had one guy who was part of a police program and said that it may come or may stem from that, where because police officers have to be in the street a lot. Mm-hmm. And so his training program in North Carolina had his hands tied behind his back, and he had to take a punch in the face.
And I can certainly see this as an old school technique, you know,
yeah. So, back like in the day.
Your grandfather, like if we were like a radio station that had like 65-year-old dudes listening to us, I bet the phone lines would be lit up with former Marines going, oh, yeah, we did worse than that.
Oh, they'd have come up here and be, you know, willing to do it today.
Yes.
Punch me.
We invented the Jimmy kick.
Who needs a good punch?
So we haven't really had anybody confirm it. And if we were going to talk to somebody, we thought for sure it would be a guy. Mm-hmm. But Tina here is to say it's true. She was in the Army. Hey, Tina.
I am still in the Army. Hey, you guys.
Hey, what's happening?
I love your show.
Thank
you. Oh, my God. I'm going to be so late for formation. It's not even funny.
Well, we don't want you to get punched in the face.
Because I want to, confirm this. It's not, we don't get lined up in basic training or whatever. What it is unarmed combat or combatives training. Okay. So you sign up for this class.
Okay.
And there's different levels that you go through. And before you pass the first level, you do have to get punched in the face. One, to teach yourself how to throw a correct punch. Mm-hmm. And two, when you get hit, you're not staggered. Like, you know what to do. Mm-hmm. So it's to teach you how to protect yourself. And yeah, it's really hard to just like try to remember, okay, I'm getting punched in the face by, you know, my battle buddy, you know, he's not really trying to hurt me, or she's really not trying to hurt me. And you have to remind yourself of that, because you're ready to pounce on somebody for punching you in the face. Punch me in the face, but then you're like, okay, they're doing this for my own good.
Yeah, we take a paper wad in the face the wrong way here, and we're ready to like
get a lot of them, Jeff.
Tina, so let me ask you this, like, paint the picture of what this looks like. So you literally are standing there in front of somebody, and you have your hands at your side, and you just got to take that punch. Do they count down?
Somewhat. Yeah, it's just like, you know, they're going to punch you in the face. It's, you know, one, two, and they try to psych you out and punch you in the face. Whatever technique they can get you punched in the face is pretty much correct. And I know it's a lot of us out there that's like level one certified, and they were yelling at the radio saying, hey, this is true. I mean, it's not like, you know, we just walk around and just get punched in the face. It's something that has to be done. Like, there's a lot of things. But they teach you a lot of other stuff, too, like grappling and, like, you know, how to get out of a hold when you're on the ground. And it's almost like, it's like a lower level of Krav Maga. I don't know if you guys have heard of that before, but it's like an Israeli tactic to get out of, like, hold positions and stuff. Like, that's really cool. I enjoy it a lot.
So explain to us what that feels like when somebody punches you in the face.
It feels like somebody punches you in the face.
No, seriously, like, where do they connect? In your eye, in your nose, in your cheek?
I got punched in the cheek, like, right below my eye. They don't want you to, like, hurt yourself or blind yourself, but, you know, it's a legitimate punch in the face. You know, it's not going to feel the best, but, you know, it teaches you, okay, this is what you do. You know, okay, I got punched in the face.
If the puncher is sympathetic and doesn't hit you as hard as they can, will the drill instructor say, you got to do that again?
Oh, no!
Yeah, I mean, you get called on it. Yeah, you're being a punk right now. Okay, you can do better than this. I know it. But it's not to embarrass you or to hurt you. It's to say, okay, this is what this is going to feel like. You've got to react.
This is the military.
I'm laughing at everybody
in the studio going, oh, my God. It's like, but this is the military. They're going for combat.
I'm angry, though.
Because for those of you that don't, some of us have to, right?
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
But if I'm the one that's taking the punch and the dude doesn't hit me hard enough, that's not my fault. Now he's got to punch me again.
If you're in the military.
Just fake it, Bert. Just, oh, it hurts.
Pretend like it hit you really hard.
And I mean, you want somebody to hit you hard. Yeah. Though. I mean, like, not to, you know, make you fall down and pass out, but just so you know how to react when it actually comes, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so this, just so I have this straight one last time, this is a class that you sign up for. It's almost like an elective, and the name of that course, again, so if I'm ever in the military, I can avoid it, is what?
I think it's,
I think we're combative. Safe. Yeah. Like, combative, that's what it's called.
It's called what?
First level. Combative.
Combative first level. Mm-hmm. All right, that's the one you want to stay away from, right?
Levels.
There.
Yeah. So, if you don't get past the first, the second, get the second.
Yeah, bless your heart, Bert, but I don't think
it's not
going to
happen.
Check
yeah,
now.
I think I'm probably fast out.
Get it? The Bert Show.